10 years ago, flooding from Superstorm Sandy caused massive damage along the coast and forced coastal communities to spend millions on infrastructure upgrades. But when it comes to planning for the future, municipalities do not always know where roads and homes need to be reinforced for coming storms. That's where the app MyCoast comes in. It allows users to track and report environmental issues in their area.
So a big storm event would happen. People would go out afterwards or sometimes during to record, okay, this is what's happening.
That's Wesley Shaw. He developed MyCoast with his business partner, Chris Ray, in response to coastal flooding in Massachusetts.
We're seeing erosion, we're seeing houses falling down, we're seeing porches being ripped off or whatever else like that. That would go, depending on the severity of the storm, either back to the Office of Coastal Management or to the Emergency Operations Center, be processed, and that would help allocate resources after a storm.
The MyCoast app is already used in 8 states and the Virgin Islands, and not just for flooding. Washington tracks creosote-treated wood, and South Carolina tracks abandoned boats. Now, Cornell researchers Jessica Quonin and Kathleen Fallon say they believe it could be the key to helping New York plan ahead for coastal events.
We're seeing a lot of flooded parking lots and flooded streets, lots of homes in the background, you know, marina parking lots, a lot of waterfront parks.
Quonin says the goal of launching MyCoast in New York is to keep the public, as well as legislators, aware of the impacts of climate change on the region.
The more reports we get and the more we can encourage our decision makers at the county and municipal level, you know, emergency managers, if they're using it in a risk communication, we would consider that a success.
More than 300 people have registered for the app since it launched in July of 2022. Emily Vale uses the app in Kingston, which borders the Hudson River. She says tracking the flooding in her community makes her feel like she's contributing to finding a solution.
It's not just me going out and documenting some pictures and wondering what I should do with them. It's being compiled. It's being used in a way that is accessible to decision makers so that they can see, you know, municipal staff are really hardworking. They have so much on their plate and they can't just be everywhere at once. And so if community members can help document some of these conditions.
Vail used the app on December 23rd of last year during the highest storm surge since Superstorm Sandy. She was able to pass information from the app onto first responders on the scene of the floods.
The people who are on the ground who are dealing with emergency preparedness didn't always have the latest information. And so I was able to pull the app up right in real time and show the fire department, you know, here's what we're expecting. We can see visually what it looks like now. And here's what the current and then future tide phases will look like.
Quonin says the information compiled on December 23rd was passed on to the National Weather Service.
They were really interested in the data from that December 23rd event. And I think, it's helping them understand what waterfronts are vulnerable to storm surge.
Quonin and Fallon hope to finish their initial data analysis this summer. It's a ton of information to consider, which can take time and expertise to wade through. Then they'll talk to users about how to improve the site and ultimately decide if it's worth continuing. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.